of perpetual chaos, mostly owing to the wisdom of people the likes of whom make up our panel on political culture. They are lefty representative of the double X chromosome, host of BCN show trial, Ariel Flint.
Double X and proud.
And ravishing as usual. I can say that now, what with the advances made by Ally McBeal and Annie Sprinklewhite?
Yes, you can.
Just for my own purposes, Ariel, could I refer to you as the Queen of Denmark?
No, you can't.
Fine then. Also with us, pundit and pollster, J. Richard Kandel. Why so blue, J.R.? The right's winning. Children will soon be back down the mines.
Children will soon have the right to work in mines, yes.
He's Suki because of the CBC strike.
Yeah, I just heard about that earlier in the broadcast. They were striking for a better quality programming then?
No, it was a job security issue.
What was your part in this strike business, J. Richard?
Well, I'm not really sure. I want to talk about this.
He and his cronies offered to buy the CBC's regional services.
For a good price. And it was a good solution for everybody. The CBC could concentrate on its operations in Toronto. God knows they have enough problems there. And my outfit would have continued to utilize those licenses. And facilities, naturally.
You cannot claim that you would have provided the same service.
I can claim it. I did claim it. It was still going to be called the CBC, Kando Broadcasting Corporation.
And what about regional news?
Well, inasmuch as it related to our core service, sure, we would continue to provide it.
Well, what would be your core service?
Softcore.
Pornography.
And sports. Movies, cheap ones anyway. Look, the CBC uses it for ad revenue. What's the difference? Oh, there's no point in reasoning with you people. You were wearing free Roy Bonesteel buttons until last month.
Free Roy Bonesteel.
Also with us today, I confess, Carl, I'd forgotten about you. Carl Johnson, Val Manis Chair in Political Economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's.
All right.
You are, geez, I had it scratched down here.
I'm at home.
Why didn't you come into the studio, Carl?
Well, I got confused. I thought, isn't there a picket line down there?
I really got to straighten this out. I had no idea, you know, that we weren't being broadcast in Canada. Ow. Bang, I played Valdi last week.
Why?
How does that work? Like, why is this show carried by the CBC anyway?
Let me see if I can get this right. The CBC provided the RNP, that's the Radio Nacional de Panama, with some radio transmission hardware back in the 60s. And the Panamanians were to compensate the CBC with programming, which turned out to be the Great Eastern.
But how is it that the Panamanians had the Great Eastern in the first place?
Well, rights to the Great Eastern were swapped to them by the Newfoundland government for bauxite.
Yeah, but why did they give the CBC this show in particular?
They didn't have anything else. The Radio Nacional de Panama is not really a broadcaster, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm still confused.
Yes, it is confusing.
But why weren't you on strike? I mean, what union are you in?
No, I'm a proud member of the Bakers and Broadcasters, Carl. This
radical
show
outfit
used to be sponsored by Colonial Bakery, so the staff doubled. Huddles is telling me now that we were swapped with Panama for bismuth. Not bauxite, but bismuth. Vital in the preparation of Pepto-Bismol. Still on the politics of broadcasting, we are up our own. First, Celine Dion denounced by the Bloc, and now is Rex Murphy a Newfoundlander? The Newfoundland Radio and Telegraph Commission says nay.
Rex makes his money on the mainland, talking about mainland stuff. Nobody here takes him seriously. He's from Placentia, for God's sake.
Let's not dance around this one. Everyone knows the commission's decision is tied to national tonsorial issues.
I'm sorry?
Rex has set back Newfoundland hair decades. It's payback time.
Look, the doofus do isn't helping his case, it's for sure.
I've always found Rex attractive.
But the commission is officially asserting that his contribution to a broadcast does not constitute Newfoundland content, and so therefore is ineligible for points toward government subsidy.
The so-called Film Flam Fund.
Yeah, I'm actually using the fund to produce an erotic thriller, which it's 100% Newfoundland content under the regulations.
Mm, really, J.R.? Erotic, thrilling, and local.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but where I live...
Listen, we're still casting around for a couple of supporting roles, Ariel, if you, want to audition.
Scam! Let's see a public accounting of who's getting what little money there is in that.
That's fascinating, Ariel, fascinating. But when you say supporting, J.R., now, what exactly are you talking about?
What, in terms of billing?
And lines?
Oh, pages, my man, pages. Several calls. No credit above the title or anything
No, of course not, but I can't work
for scale. There's a boost on cop roll.
We should probably continue this discussion in private, Chair. So let's go to some music, but first of all, let me thank Ariel Flint here in the studio and Carl Johnson on the line from St. John's. Join us again soon for another panel on political culture.
And the homosexual priest, that rolls open.
I'd like to say something.
Well, I like the idea of the priest, J.R. Here's Eliza Carthy.